Southeast Alaska is the kind of place where you can get a lot of rain but still be in the middle of a drought. It's home to the Tongass National Forest, the largest of about a half dozen temperate rainforests in the world. Communities scattered through the lush evergreen forest measure rainfall in feet. Ketchikan is one of the wettest, with about 12 feet of annual average precipitation. Rick Toman is a climate scientist with the National Weather Service.
Drought is one of those things that it seems like, oh, everybody knows what a drought is, but the more you think about it, the harder it gets to pin down.
A drought is a deficiency of precipitation over an extended period of time. The deficiency level and time period can vary, Toman says, and whether or not it becomes a drought also depends on how much demand there is on water resources by people and the environment. Considering all those variables, Southeast Alaska is in the middle of a drought. It started last fall, following a wetter than normal summer. Ketchikan, for example, received record rainfall levels in August, but then...
Starting in September, we see that precipitation at Ketchikan totaled a little over 11 inches. Doesn't sound like a drought to me, being a Fairbanksan. Sounds like an awful lot of precipitation. But by Ketchikan standards, that was actually... It was below normal.
Normal in September is closer to 15 or 16 inches.
October, again, over 11 inches of rain, but that's well below normal in Ketchikan in October, followed by well below normal precipitation in November as well.
October usually sees 15 to 25 inches of rain. A typical November is slightly under that, but similar. November last year, though, was around 8 inches. December and January went back to average levels, Toman says, but then February and March were dry, again by rainforest standards. All that means overall precipitation in Southeast Alaska since fall has been below normal, by a lot.
September to February, the driest of record in this analysis since 1925-26. Southern Southeast has not had a drier September to February.
October to March also was the driest for that time frame. Rainfall in April and May improved the situation somewhat, but a deficiency remains. Aaron Jacobs is a senior hydrologist with the Weather Service's Juneau office. He says that deficiency has had an effect on the region. Hydroelectric power generation, for example, was hit hard.
The main reasons for this type of impact is was the lack of precipitation in the wet season. If Southeast Alaska doesn't get that rain in October, November, and into December timeframe, there could be a deficit in water levels that may not be able to recover.
And when hydroelectric dams don't have enough water, communities need to depend on more expensive diesel power. Jacob says a drought also affects community drinking water supplies, seafood processors, and the natural habitat of the entire forest. Salmon have a difficult time spawning when streams don't have enough water, Jacob says, and yellow cedar mortality increases when rainfall is lower than normal. So what will happen next? Well, Toman says there isn't a clear signal at this time.
We do have increasing signs of an El Nino developing for this fall and winter, and that often has a significant precipitation signal in Southeast Alaska. So at this point, I would say as we move towards the wet season for Southeast, stay tuned.
And as rainforest residents know, keep your rain gear handy. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.